if the current news cycle isn't scary enough for you, we have some real-life horror stories now to help get you into the haunting season. Glenn Washington is host of my favorite podcast, Spooked, which is a collection of real people telling supernatural tales that'll freak you out any time of year. He's also the host of Snap Judgment, and he's here with us now. Glenn, welcome.
It's amazing to be here, Peter. Thank you.
And what draws a guy to do a podcast about ghosts?
Well, Peter, the very first year of Snap Judgment, the very first year when it came around Halloween time, you know, we do a first-person storytelling show. And we thought, you know what? Let's just do those stories that they think maybe they might not be believed or for whatever reason they won't tell. Let's tell those stories the same way we tell anything else. And that podcast ended up being the most downloaded episode of the year. And really, Peter, I think, you know, I had stories of my own that didn't make any sense to me. And I thought maybe I was the only one who had those stories. And it turned out nothing could be further from the case.
Well, I'm so glad you brought that up because I was going to ask you how this applies to your own life. People who are familiar with you and your work know that you have a very interesting background. You grew up in what you've described as a religious cult. I just wonder if any of that influenced the way you see the supernatural.
It does very much. But I will say this. You know, when I was a very, very little kid, my extended family was not in our cult. I was my grandmother's second favorite child. And at her house, she was just known in the neighborhood. People who the doctor couldn't help them, the pastor couldn't help them, the neighbor couldn't help them. And they would come to my grandmother's house. And again, I'm just a little kid, but my job was to take someone from the front porch, hand in hand, lead them through the house to the stoop where my grandmother was, where they can sit on this little wicker chair. And she would talk to them, and they would ask her for things. And the things they would ask her for were oftentimes like, my husband isn't here anymore. I think he's running around the way. What can you do? I need some help. And she might take a little bit of the hair that was brought on the brush. She'd put it in a little bit of paper. She would burn that into ash. She'd wrap that in a little bit of foil. And she'd do a little chant over it. And sometimes she'd say, put this underneath your bed. Your husband will be back in 3 days. The worst times is when she would say, no, I can't help you. And they would be begging to me, a little kid, can you say something to her? Can you ask her again? And I had to say, you know, Granny said she couldn't help you. I'm sorry. And saying sorry to grown people, that was a thing I learned from my grandmother. I always thought, oh, everyone had a grandmother like mine. And then I learned later on that everyone didn't.
No, sir.
But then I learned later on after that some people did. Some people did.
You've set us up perfectly. We asked you before you came on to bring some of your favorite stories from Spooked. We're going to get our hands bloody with a few of those right now. We're going to start with Skinwalker. The guy telling this story is Lee.
Yeah.
He's 14 years old at the time, driving home late one night, when on the side of the road, something catches his attention. Let's listen.
It was tall, and it was very thin. And it had long arms, it had long legs. It had fur on its shoulder, had fur on its arms, had fur on its legs. And I see whatever this was running towards us, just running towards the truck. And I'm already going 30 miles an hour. And I see its arms swinging, these long arms and long legs taking big strides. At this point, I was speeding up. I was going to the point where I was like 65 miles an hour on a dirt washboard road. So I was fishtailing. And this thing is keeping up.
Oh, wow. I just spent a minute with goosebumps down my neck. Why do you like this one?
I like it for so many different reasons. But first of all, I think I like it because, again, you're hearing a real person tell their real story. we knew of this skinwalker phenomena that pops up in a lot of Native American cultures. And it's one of those stories where people are oftentimes reluctant to share with outsiders. Oftentimes, you feel when someone tells a story on Spooked, at the end of the process, you can see almost a burden being lifted, a weight gone from this person, because it's like the stories that you can't tell anybody else, tell us.
Well, I'm so glad you said that, because one of the reasons I think these stories are so amazing is that there's never any doubt that what these people are describing feels utterly real to them, no matter how outlandish it would sound to the rest of us.
And that's just it. You know, it's almost like you get to balance two completely opposite ideas in your head at the same time.
You know, I should have told parents, if they have kids in the room, to either turn up the volume because they're going to love this, or get them in the other room, because here's another one. This one is from The Haunting of Radio Centro. The storyteller Guillermo works at Radio Centro in Mexico City. There are rumors that the radio station is haunted, that ghosts are roaming the hallways, and one night he's hosting the station's paranormal show, Tell It Tonight, when this happens to him.
We ran some promos covering all the shows that people could listen to throughout the day. The last promo was the one for Tell It Tonight. I hit play to start the first promo, then the second.
Yo creo estaba por entrar el tercero o cuarto.
The third promo was about to play when the machine jumped. And we hear the organ, like the music from the beginning of the promo.
Las perillas se van al máximo.
Knobs went up to maximum volume, drowning everything out. I get super hot, like my temperature shot up. The audio is still loud. I turn down the speakers, I let the promo run, and when I hold onto the table to lean back and stand up to refresh myself, I start to feel very ill. And in that moment, I feel as if someone is leaning on my back. I feel a chest against my back and breathing right in my ear, here on my left side, I hear it. And with his hands, he started to squeeze my head. Oof. So I pushed myself up and backwards so I can free myself from this entity. I get up from the chair and I head to the double door.
Glenn, I do not like it when the ghosts start touching you. How common is that? I mean, are there any themes like that that you notice throughout these stories that you're telling?
You know, a collective theme is hard, except to say that every single culture, they have their own monsters. And those monsters always obey different rules depending on where you are. The djinn in North Africa is going to be very, very different than a ghost in Maine. But yeah, I guess there are certain things, and that these creatures are oftentimes most active in a twilight situation. And these are not creatures that run around in the bright light of day.
Well, over the years doing this podcast, I mean, has it changed the way you see things? Like, it sounds like to me, you're a believer. You don't have to be convinced.
No, I don't believe anything. I don't think people are lying to me. I think we go through a huge process to try to weed out, let's just say weed out the crazy. And the people who actually appear on Spook to tell us a story, these are credible people. These are respected people who might have had something very, very strange happen to them. I know that I've had my own experiences that I can't explain in sort of a rational NPR-ish dialogue. But
please tell me, what happened?
One of my very earliest memories was when I was asleep in bed next to my little baby brother. And we look up and we see a face floating above our bed. And we call out to it, but it doesn't answer. It just kind of looks. It's like it's curious. It's all up, just looking at us. And then it vanishes. And the next morning, we go down to tell our mother about it, but our mother is not downstairs. Instead, it's our grandmother. And she says, "Don't worry, babies. Don't worry. Your mama's going to be back. I'm just going to be here and watch you for a while." Well, mother doesn't come back. She doesn't come back for a little while, about a day and a half. And when she does, she's sad. She don't even look at us. And I don't understand what's going on until I'm under a stair and I hear her talking to my aunties about losing the baby. And I know then that our sibling had come back to give us his brothers a visit the same night that she was in the hospital. And I don't want to tell her that because I think that it'll make her angry and sad and scared. I think it's one of those earliest things where you know this is a secret you better keep.
Glenn Washington, you're a man who can tell a story. Thank you so much. Host of the Supernatural podcast, Spooked. You also may recognize his voice as the host of Snap Judgment. And Glenn, it may be Halloween coming up, but I listen to these stories all year long. They'll scare the pants off of you anytime. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And what do you think? Do you believe in ghosts? Have you ever been visited? Hit me up on Twitter. I'm at O'Dowd Peter.